Lifelong training and continuous education. Human Rights 360 invests in lifelong training and continuous education of its staff with focused trainings and seminars that include the full range of employee specialties and the most critical issues of each period. During 2020, responding to the emergency created by the COVID-19 pandemic, the entire team of the organization attended Prevention and Protection Against COVID-19, First Aid, and First Aid for Mental Health. The Integration Service team attended Net Care, Networking and Care of Refugee and Migrant Women, Seminar on Prevention Against Sexual Exploitation and Abuse of Power, PSEA, Dealing with Incidents of Sexual and Gender Violence, SGBV, 03 and 4 February 2020, UNCHR Human Trafficking, Practices for Approaching Victims We Claim Change. Training in Human Rights Advocacy, 3 June 2020 Pickham, Migration Narrative Workshop, Alternatives to Detention, 25, 05 CHI 10, 06. Online Communication with Communities, October 24, 25, 2019 Athens with IRC Professional Consulting, 21 to 22 April 2020, 8 May 2020, Compass Services Digital Inclusion, 2 April 2020, 4 May 2020, Medici Mapping Digital Inclusion, 11 May 2020, First Meeting on Remote Working, Challenges, Good Practices for Mental Health Specialists, Solidarity Now, 9 June 2020, Third Meeting on Remote Working, Challenges, Good Practices for Mental Health Specialists, Solidarity Now, 8 May 2020, Webinar Third Part, Follow-up, Job Counseling, Basic Principles, Methods and Tools, Irene Andriotti Legal and Advocacy Training, 29 June 2020, Human Rights 360, In-House Training, 19 May 2020, EIN Webinar, Domestic Advocacy for Effective Implementation of Strasbourg Court Judgments, Monitoring and Evaluation Workshop, 28 January 2020, EPIM 14 May 2020, KEPS Webinar, Criminalization of Solidarity, How to Protect the Right to Help Migrants and Refugees. 5 May 2020, EPIM Training, ATD Advocacy Workshop for Case Managers. 27 April 2020, ATRC Virtual Meeting COVID-19 Impacts, hosted by the co-chairs of the 2019-2020 Annual Tripartite Consultations on Resettlement, the Government of Canada, the Canadian Council for Refugees and UNHCR. 23 April 2020, ODIHR Webinar, Protecting and Promoting the Rights of Undocumented Migrants and Asylum Seekers in Times of Crisis. 22 April 2020 Webinar Second Part, Job Counseling, Basic Principles, Methods and Tools, Irene Andriotti Human Trafficking and Victim Identification. 3 July 2020, A21 Monitoring and Evaluation Workshop, 28 January 2020, EPIM The Team in the Field of Evros attended. Human Trafficking and the National Reporting Mechanism Human Trafficking, Practices for Approaching Victims Bridge the Effect of Gender-Based Violence on Children and Young People on the Go. 22 April 2020 Webinar First Part, Job Counseling, Basic Principles, Methods and Tools, Irene Andriotti Role and Ways of Intervention of Non-Qualified Professionals in Incidents of Gender-Based Violence Under Surveillance, Monitoring at the Border. The Management Team of the EEA Grants Programs monitored EEA Grants Communication Workshop in Brussels, Online Training on Result and Evaluation in the Implementation of EEA in Norway Grants, Module 4 Surveys, Online Training on Result and Evaluation in the Implementation of EEA in Norway Grants, Module 3 Reporting on Results and Projects, Introduction in Call Texts, Online Training on Result and Evaluation in the Implementation of EEA and Norway Grants, Module 2 Monitoring for Results and Risk Management, Online Training on Result and Evaluation in the Implementation of EEA and Norway Grants, Module 1 Overview RBM and Indicators. The Advocacy and Strategic Communication team attended Migration Learning Exchange, Strategic Communication and Framing Migration, Washington, D.C., USA, Saturday 16 June, Thursday 21 June 2018, organized by Social Change Initiative and the Atlantic Philanthropies Training for International Electoral Observers, European Inter-University Center for Human Rights and Democratization, Lido Venice from 19 to the 24th of March 2018 training, How to Use Digital to Affect Change. Digital Strategy and Communication Workshop, Brussels 5 and the 6th of December 2019, organized by Social Change Initiative and EPIM. In 2021, our team focused, among other things, on trainings in digital tools and the possibility of cyber attacks. To be constantly ready to meet the needs of the time, two detailed relevant trainings were organized with themes, Training OneDrive, and Cybersecurity Training. However, he also focused on strengthening human rights 360 staff by organizing the trainings. Capacity Building Program, addressing the challenges of the organization GDPR legislation compliance procedures. Capacity Building Program, support systems and empowerment of the organization's executives. Capacity Building Program, vision, goals, and support systems in the organization. Capacity Building Program. Researching action and the use of experiential tools of active learning. Equal treatment in the workplace, combating gender discrimination, stereotypes, violence, and harassment. In addition, Human Rights 360 legal team attended the following training seminars. Correlation European Harm Reduction Network, CEHRN. European Court of Human Rights Case Law and Other Council of Europe Standards on Immigration Detention and Alternatives to Detention, Border Police Monitoring in the OSCE Region, Upholding a Human Rights Approach to Migration. Finally, a Human Rights 360 team has undertaken gender equality policies within the organization attended training on. Share adoption of a tailored gender equality policy in the working environment by adopting a common organizational culture and practices.